Okay, you will stand before God one day as a Christian, just like the person with the talents, and you will give an account. Now, this is good. You'll give an account for what you did with your gifts, your talents, and the things he gave you for his glory. And you want him to be able to say, well done, good and faithful servant. You don't want him to say, you know, you fell into such a counterfeit of contentment that you did nothing I had for you to do. And here are the souls that would have been saved. And here is the miracles that would have been for your family. And here's what could have happened in the ministry. And here's what I have for you. You don't want God to show you the vision there that you refuse to see here because you wouldn't deal with this issue of jealousy. The other thing you have to really look at, and you look at the talent, that, you know what's amazing? If you read the parable after the one about the prodigal, it's the one about the talents. And the ones who didn't do anything with what God gave them, he rebuked them majorly and said, you don't understand God. And you said that I am horrible and wicked, and he took everything from them. So when you stay in your stupor and you think it's okay, you're actually defaming God. Oh, now it's quiet. So you want to get free from that also. And you don't want, and I really believe that that spirit of that stupor picking to be neutral when it's not God giving you grace for that, I really believe you need to get free from that. I believe it can bring, later on, it can bring all kinds of, it can bring brain injuries. It can bring Alzheimer's. How do you say that? Alzheimer's. It can bring where you just lose your mind with old age. Why? Because you chose not to think. And when you give Satan that much authority in your brain, it will come back at you sometime. You don't want that. You really don't want that. It also can go through the family line of iniquity and cause mental retardation. It can cause hearing problems. It can cause seeing problems. It can cause all these different things, okay? Everything is spiritual. Get used to it. There's no condemnation in Christ Jesus. What I'm saying is any time, whatever we chose to handle life before Christ is going to mess you up. And your choice wasn't better than mine. We got to get out of the whole thing. And it's actually superior to think your choice is better than someone else's. That's why he's the only judge. Isn't that awesome? He's the only judge. He knows why you picked what you picked, and he knows how to make your way of escape. This thing about demanding exclusive loyalty. Boy, you see that in the church these days. You know? And we talked with friendships. Edie and I had a talk about this way back because she really had this thing about loyalty and loyalty being a good thing. There's only one you're to be loyal to. The word loyal. The word loyal only really belongs to a king. And God is, see, if I'm loyal to God, all right, you ready for this? If I'm only loyal to God, he will cause me to not sin against my husband. He will cause me to not sin against an employer. He will cause me to not sin. Do you see what I'm saying? If my loyalty is only to God, everything else will line up. But if I have loyalty to a person,